The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday, the 5th of March. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Liverpool suffered a fifth consecutive home defeat for the first time in their 128-year history last night. Mason Mount's goal 3 minutes before the break gave Chelsea a 1-0 win at Anfield to move fourth in the table. Thomas Tuchel is unbeaten in his first 10 games as Chelsea boss. He's happy with how it's going so far.
If I'm very, very honest, I still have a bit regrets about the draw in Southampton, where I was not happy. That we dropped the 2 points and the way how we dropped them. But in general, I'm absolutely happy. I feel from the first day like a part of that club, and I feel involved in the team, and and it's a pleasure to coach this team from the first minute, because you can feel the energy, you can feel the attitude.
Reds manager Jurgen Klopp is not pointing the finger at his players.
It will never happen that we will start blaming or whatever the circumstances or whatever. That's just not the case. We had a good team, a really good team tonight on the pitch. And we played in a lot of moments good football, but not in a decisive moments good enough. And there's only one person or group to criticize for. That's me and us. So that's what I told the boys.
Everton are right on Chelsea's shoulder following their 1-0 win at West Brom. Tottenham edged Fulham also on a 1-0 scoreline. Mick McCarthy's 10-game unbeaten start as Cardiff City boss was rewarded with a new 2-year contract last night. Meanwhile, the Republic of Ireland defender Derek Williams says Robbie Keane helped convince him to join LA Galaxy. In golf, Rory McIlroy is tied for the lead after round one of the Arnold Palmer Invitational on the PGA Tour in Florida. He is 6 under par after a 66 at Bay Hill. He shares top spot with Corey Connors. Patrick Harrington is 2 under par. Shane Lowry is 3 over. Graham McDowell is back on 7 over par. McIlroy likes the venue.
Yeah, I watched this tournament a lot growing up. Tiger dominating here and winning it 8 times. And it's one of these courses. It's, you know, you can play conservatively if you want off a lot of the par fours, take care of the par fives. And it seems like over the last couple of years it's played tougher than it has, but you know, maybe a little bit of wind is up, but they try to get the greens nice and firm, which makes, you know, ball striking a premium.
An IHRB referrals committee begins hearing evidence today regarding Gordon Elliott's photo controversy. A picture was leaked online this week of the County Meath trainer sitting taking a call on a dead horse. He has lost sponsors. He's seen major owners withdraw horses like Envoy Allen from his yard. Elliott has apologised. He's said to be cooperating fully with the disciplinary process. The committee is due to begin hearing evidence at 9:30. There's an 8-race card at Ferry House today. The first off there at 1:35. The all-weather track at Dundalk hosts its weekly meeting from 5. There's an early start for Phil Healy at the European Indoor Athletics Championships today, along with Sophie Becker and Charlene Maudsley. She goes in the heats of the 400 metres. Nadia Power and Schieffer Clary Butner will look to continue their recent form in the 800 metres. Mark English, Keane McPhillips and John Fitzsimons compete in the men's 800 metres heats. And at 8:35 tonight, Andrew Coscorin and Paul Robinson go in the final of the men's 1500 metres, both placed third in their respective heats last night. In rugby, Ben Healy celebrates his new contract by starting for Munster in their Pro 14 derby with Connacht this evening. The Academy at half forms a half-back partnership with the recent Ireland cap Craig Casey. Joey Carberry is again on the bench for Munster. Connacht head coach Andy Friend, meanwhile, has been able to name international trio Bundy Aki, Ulton Delan and Dave Heffernan in his starting 15. Kick-off at Thomond Park is at 7:35. Coming up on OTB AM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Alan Quinlan and Caoimhe O'Neill. Then tonight we'll chat to the CEO of the Curragh, Pat Keogh, on Friday Night Racing. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We are back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.